Climate change is putting pressure on trails, bridges, and roads across our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel spoke this week with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg about federal efforts to help.
With the backdrop of sunsplash blue waters, federal and local officials gathered at the annual Lake Tahoe Summit, where they focused on transportation challenges in the age of climate change. Secretary Buttigieg says communities like Tahoe need infrastructure more resilient to extreme weather.
We've seen a lot of places where what used to be considered a 100-year flood is now almost an annual event. So we can't just be instructing communities to put your road back just the way it was if it's getting washed out every other year.
He says the federal government is spending $7 billion on projects across the country that address climate impacts.
Sometimes it's a new evacuation route. Sometimes it's moving a road higher in the face of sea level change. Sometimes it's making a key supply chain more resilient to the risk of wildfires. The specific prescription will vary from place to place, but the common pattern is we need to recognize that good infrastructure in the 21st century has to weigh climate considerations that were not on anybody's mind in the 20th.
He says the department is also working to reduce emissions coming from transportation, the largest greenhouse gas contributor in the U.S. That includes large investments in electric vehicles and new walking and biking trails. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.